We are a party that is organized, that is systematic, that is law-abiding. We do not condone corruption. We do not want anybody who will go to anyone and say, because I am so-and-so holding such a position, I can protect you. Who are you to protect anybody? Protection comes from God and the laws of the country, the constitution of the country is what will protect you. And God will protect us because he's our maker. Nobody else will. Nobody else will. The president has been very clear. He's even said it himself that he himself is not ZANU-PF. He's under ZANU-PF as well. He is a member of ZANU-PF. And he abides by the laws and constitution of ZANU-PF. So if our own president can actually go down and humble himself to that extent, then who are we to then start doing things that are dirty like that? I will not and will never support corrupt activities, because that's what really then puts us 10 steps backwards in terms of even our ZIM asset drive, in terms of even trying to revive our economy, in terms of even trying to get investor confidence and outside world confidence. It then becomes destroyed by some of our colleagues that hold these offices. These offices are held in good trust that you perform and carry out your mandates in a transparent, a free, fair way that will not bring anybody's name into disrepute.
But, Mr. Chuma, is there any way that ZANU-PF can actually monitor the activities of its members? Because the members are just all over the country and they can do whatever they want.
The best mechanism to monitor that is the people that are being made to pay must come out and say it. Because, unfortunately, you see, what then happens is that we never then get to have evidence, because nobody then comes up to say, I've been made to pay such amounts of money for such a thing. You see, so as long as we don't have that, then it is difficult to even try and prosecute anybody. That's why, you remember, even the president said, please come out, tell us about these things. That is why even our dear Amai stopped it, started blowing the whistle. So let people start blowing whistles. Let's all have that notion of saying, stop it. Stop it to corruption. Stop it to wayward ways of doing things. Stop it to everything that is anti-development, anti-going forward. So as long as people don't come up and say these things, ZANU-PF can never know. Nobody can ever know, because, you see, it will be a deal between two people, transacting that move. So if then the other person doesn't bring it out, we'll never know about these things. So what I would encourage people to do is that, please do not stop and do not keep quiet when you are made to do things that are not proper.
Now, according to some of the farmers that we talked to, they are saying that they are living in fear because this is continuing up to today and there's no way they can protect themselves. So what can you say about that?
But they can protect themselves by coming out clear. We've got a very, very competent police force, which is so much recognized even by the UN itself. We've heard our police being called for missions all over the world. So which means that we've got a very, very competent police force. They can go there, make their reports, so that these things are investigated and the perpetrators of such a move are then brought to book. The law, arm of the law is there. You don't catch anybody who's trying to do anything that is not proper.
Now, when we talked to some of the farmers, they also indicated that this is actually, blocking efforts for them to get loans from banks, and at the same time, they're not even doing any kind of business. So this, according to them, is affecting agriculture a lot. So what can be done, Mr. Chuma?
We have taken a stance to say we're going to do land audit. If the person does not want to work their land because they are living in fear, we'll take back that land and give it to somebody else. It's as simple as all that.